TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you as always by our gracious sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. Complete Ag Resolutions offer you the best solutions in all your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. And Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And I personally would suggest that you get the porcupine pizza. It's a barbecue base with a pulled pork and pineapple and red onions if you like that stuff. Check them out. They have a Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. You can call them up at 928-0900. You can check out their Twitter at Pizza Now One. So check out Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. And now listen to your episode. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Is it blow?
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg was right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Vienna sausage. Vienna sausage.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 338. It's Friday. My name's Terry Guile, and it's the asthma edition. I got my poking guest across the table.
No asthma today.
No, not my poking guest. My host. My co-host.
Oh.
I do have a poking guest.
Yes. I was poking my stem Wednesday. I finally got a fully poked out yesterday.
He's got it fully poked out.
And I'm enjoying it today.
Poke your eyes out.
Yes. Got some Galapagos here.
Yep. And I'm Terry. And it is Friday. And we are ready to party. We got my wife, special guest, Baby Cakes, in the studio today. Hello, dear.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hello,
thanks
Dana.
For having
How
me.
How you doing?
Good, Gatch. Thanks for having me.
So this week, we have broke 2 records.
We have.
We had a guest 3 days in a row in the form of Lance Bill that had never been on. And now we have our first female guest in the form of
That's
Baby
right.
Cakes. That's right. Breaking the rules. There are no rules. And me and you, since it's Friday, are going to be headed to Portland tonight.
Woohoo!
Baghdad Theater.
What are you guys doing over there?
I'm going to tell jokes.
Right on.
To some folks.
Going to make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll make out with him after he makes me laugh.
Yeah. And then I make out like a bandit.
Like after each joke?
Yeah. No. Unfortunately, I can't just run up there and molest him.
Yeah.
But
well, if you guys...
It's very hard, I have to say.
You guys...
Don't talk about my
penis. It could be
penis.
Part of your... It could be part of the act, though, right? You just go up there and
you know, we were talking about him letting his leg loose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then me getting loose. All pissed off because he'll say something like really rude about women, and I'll just run up there and fuck you and kick him in the leg. Hey,
and
can I say that
off.
Here? Fuck you?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Fuck
you.
Could you
take it off and beat him with it, though?
Oh, that would be funny if I could pull it off and start hitting him with it.
Guys, I think this is getting a little out of control.
Oh, sorry.
We've been offering all of our guests this can of one Vienna sausage.
I'll hold, thanks.
Now, is a plural of sausages?
Yeah, there's more than one in there.
So why wouldn't it be sausages?
That's interesting. It's a dented can, though, and I heard you get botulism from that stuff.
Oh, really?
It's got burnt weed on the bottom of it, too.
All right.
So, smoke that
yeah.
shit.
It's been thrown around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when I get mad, I like to hit my sausage.
You that's, would.
That's counterproductive.
It is.
Hey, I brought you guys a gift.
What is it?
I saw that.
The Dip and Squeeze tomato ketchup. I'm not going to say the brand because they're not paying us.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But this is a very interesting package.
I like
here.
It.
Shaped like a bottle.
I like
Wendy's.
It.
Wendy's.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. yeah.
They're not paying
Could
us
be
either.
A little bit deeper, you know, just because I like,
yeah.
you know, a deeper,
deeper
ketchup.
Things.
He likes
yeah.
a good
but
deep.
But that's...
He
way,
likes a deep dip.
It's way better than the package, and it's great to see people having innovative designs like that still in the little
yeah,
minute.
Says, tear the top to squeeze.
What took them so long to come
or
up with
a peel to dip?
Do you
Shock.
Think it was probably like a production issue? Like, we can't really, like,
well,
tear
no,
down the whole, like, wrappers that we print and have 50 years worth of, probably.
What I don't know about that because it does look like the regular sauces that you already get. You know,
mm-hmm.
the dipping part here.
Yeah.
But then on the front, it's got bigger packaging to make it look like mm-hmm. a miniature little bottle of ketchup.
Yeah. That is probably one of the
yeah,
biggest...
very interesting.
The biggest innovations in food items.
So
yeah,
last,
I saw it. I knew you'd love it.
Sliced bread.
So it
I
took
knew
us,
you'd love it.
Took us to 2013 to get like
yeah.
a new catsup packets.
Yeah.
Go to Wendy's. They got them.
But have you ever had a...
hey, Wendy's
have
ain't
ever,
paying us either.
Have
I
you
know.
Ever eaten a Vienna sausage?
Never. My mom loves them.
They're like in some kind of funky, like a thick
sauce
gel.
Gelated,
like a gelatin
yeah.
Preservative. I had them before and they're weird.
Yuck.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I heard they eat them a lot in Mexicola.
They're like
I'm
a funky, they're a funky flavored hot dog because they have the softer than a hot dog texture because they're soaking all the time.
I'm not down with any meat that can last that long in a can.
And they don't have that snappy skin on it. So it's like, you know.
They took the
skin off of a hot dog. All right.
I think I just threw up in my pants a little bit.
Yep. Why didn't Adrian send us Vienna bacon?
Because that's his namesake, and he
I
kept
like
it all
that
for
fellow.
Himself.
He says nice stuff on the internet.
So. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
We mentioned that on Wednesday's show, how he said, how could you have a 23-year-old child when you're 29? And you said, because I'm a young whore.
Yep.
That was perfect. That was excellent. So, yeah, in case nobody noticed, we had some Queens of the Stone Age blasting in the background.
Yes.
Mexicola from the very first album, one of my wife's favorite all-time songs ever
that
in the world
song.
Of ever.
Yes.
I have heard that song. When I hear that song, I well, think of...
Solon?
I think of Solon playing.
I do, too. Yeah.
And,
that's a sad day.
You guys played
you
some other hits.
Did you talk about the drummer from Solon having a child?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
I heard about that, though.
Today.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it on the show, but I think we were rattling it off a little earlier.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Nice, healthy little boy named Jackson with an X.
Welcome to the world.
I just got a message.
Son of Anarchy.
I just got a message from Pat Wambacher that says, check out...
That's a popular name these days, right?
Check out Nazi Derek.
Derek.
Nazi Derek.
Hi,
oh,
Derek,
nice.
Carol.
I think Nazi Derek is going to be a guest on our show someday.
Yeah?
Not this Derek, but a new character coming called Nazi Derek. He hates Jews.
He'll say, T. Guile.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me on the show,
T. Guile. Is he not a fan of Jewish people?
No, I think he just said that because he had the Russian-looking
yeah.
hat on.
Oh,
well,
he's goofy.
I think Derek likes Jews.
Yeah.
He likes
well,
that.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was some like new phase he was going through or somebody wronged him or something. So, I figured you're just being goofy because Derek's goofy.
Yeah, I think he likes apple juice.
Oh,
and
man, that's a whole bit right there.
Orange juice.
You're going to roll that into a bit?
Yeah, orange juice. I saw a couple orange Jews over in Corvallis, orange and black.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw some tomato Jews. Those guys are weird. They're always trying to Jew you down.
How many movies of the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes was there?
Well, there was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Return of the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and then Son of the Return of... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. How many
it's
were there?
It's the two, right?
I think so.
All right. I just didn't know.
Did you see them? Did you ever watch them?
I tried. But I don't think I really made it that far into them.
Did the tomatoes have arms and legs?
I can't
or did they
remember.
Just roll around? making ketchup.
I don't remember. Recall. I thought they had arms, maybe, or something, or they had those killer teeth, right? Or was that the clowns, killer clowns from outer space?
It seems like they had big vines that got people, didn't they?
That makes sense.
The vines were really sticky.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, marijuana's taken that memory from me.
Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, I was probably
along with human centipede.
Yeah.
Good for you. At least you didn't set through number two. Which
you
is
didn't?
Worse than sitting through
oh, gosh,
two.
No.
I did. She didn't.
Two wasn't.
It was all black and white except for when the poop splashed on the screen. And then it
if you watch one, you might as well watch two because it's there.
You guys
it was,
are gross.
It was interesting, so you didn't watch it? You watched one but not
I couldn't
two?
Couldn't do it.
One
couldn't
bit.
Do it.
Did you watch
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one, yeah.
So are they having number three?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it was interesting the way the plot storyline of two went along with one.
Right.
You know?
I was wondering how they were going to do it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of impressed by
Yeah. As far as that, but, I mean, one was super goofy anyway. You know? Just because the first thing he did was he went out and showed it how to fetch the paper.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Why would you need to build a three? Why would that be the first thing you'd do with it?
I don't know, but movies like that movie in particular, and also the Hostel movies, make me not like foreign people.
You want to watch this with me later?
No.
Well, the Hostel movies are
now. This is
interesting because I think I mean that kind of thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, like, for those of you listeners who can't see our video feed, I just held up a video and asked my wife, if you want to watch this with me later? I'm talking about the movie we talked about on Wednesday, Cannibal Holocaust.
Uh-huh.
The one that goes all the way.
You know it. And this was what inspired Eli Roth to make the Hostel movies and
no,
all the...
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's the most controversial movie ever made.
No, thank you.
But that's a tough statement. I don't think that's...
I haven't seen it.
Neither
so,
have I.
I mean...
I will be back...
You know, there's controversial movies, but I think a movie...
Which one?
The one where Jodie Foster got raped on the pinball machine by all the guys.
Oh, the accused.
That was controversial.
Oh, sure
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
But now so, she came out of the closet.
I think.
So that was really good acting.
They made her gay.
Yeah.
I think to be the most controversial movie of all time, though, it needs to be a little more well-known than the Cannibal Holocaust.
Well, it is in the underground circles.
Yeah, in the underground circles. But, you know, I mean, that one in the Last Temptation of Christ was released in the theaters. You know, to churchgoers right before their eyes. Cannibal Holocaust was never, like, shoved down the mainstream, you know? Like
I've never heard of it until
people.
Today.
So check out some of the other things that it touts.
All right.
This footage is so intense, so graphic, and so...
So they filmed inside tents?
Yep, and it's so unflinching in its realism that the director was arrested upon its original release, and the film was seized. Nothing you have seen before will prepare you for this uncompromising masterpiece of cinematic nihilism.
Hmm. All right, I'll watch it and we'll all, you know, I'll see.
When we go camping, it's always intense.
Yeah, I bet.
Tim Lucas from Video Watchdog says, bar none, the most frightening movie I've ever seen.
Well, it'd have to be some sort of realism then, like in the Hostel, because those...
Neighbor of the podcast says it scared him, disturbed him, frightened him. Owner of the video, Lance Thill.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
Boom.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You're not afraid?
I'm not afraid. I'm going to watch it
and the Saws,
naked.
The Saws movies are a little weird for
with
me.
With a knife in my hand.
They
our
get
kids
me
are
all,
home, Daddy.
Well, they're going to have
they
to
all
upstairs
get me
tonight.
All... they make my stomach flutter, those Saw movies, you know, with the realism of those and those little tricks. I'm never ready going in when they show that first scene. I'm always like, oh... I didn't prepare myself this time enough.
I didn't get through that whole series because I don't know why.
I don't even know how many I saw.
Because I didn't watch it.
Saw seven. I saw
I know, but I can't remember how many I saw because they were released.
I saw five. I think I saw four.
There was
I saw
seven,
one.
Right? Seven of them?
I saw in the theaters.
Yeah.
And I don't have a stuttering problem either. Me and my daughter went to see that.
Have you ever did you see Saw with a horse?
Hey, we have a guest in the studio. Uh-huh. We got some questions for you.
Have you ever owned a horse?
Nope.
Did he ever want a horse as a kid, like a pony or anything? Did he ever ask for a pony for Christmas?
No, because we went to the big supermarket center and they had the ponies there.
Mm-hmm. The ride a pony?
Yeah, the ride a pony that they put me on was not a nice pony, and I never wanted one again.
Oh man,
my mom broke me of that bright and early.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with a horse too. One time where it ran around in that little circle thing, and I did something that made it go full speed, and it didn't slow down for a while, and I held on, and I did not get bucked off.
Yeah,
but it's man, like it was quite a ride.
You accidentally kick him in the ribs.
Yeah,
you're a kid,
I think
you
that's
don't
what
know
happens. I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was my first time riding a horse, just over at a friend's family that had a horse. You know. And,
well, I was like digging into its sides trying to hold on because it was going so fast. And it
so
was
what are the odds? Three people in the studio today, three people have had bad experience with horses.
Yeah.
Me and my good time. Me and my good time friend, Bobby Jordan from Vowel Movements. He's a good time friend.
You've had a lot of good times with him.
Oh, yeah. So we are going across the bridge, and our neighbor from down the street, Chucky Smith.
Uh-huh.
Owner of Hollywood Meats, or whatever it is. You know that meat place up there? The Hollywood...
Meat and Greet?
No, mm-hmm. Meat Butcher.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, his brother lives down the street from us, Skip Smith. He's the fire chief from Halsey Fire Department. Anyway, Chucky had his horse, and he was riding him across the bridge, and we were walking across the bridge, and he's like, hey, you guys want a horse ride back to the house? Because it's right down the street. And we're like, yeah, because he was like 18, and we were like 12 and 10 or something. So, he's riding it bareback, mind you.
I can see where this is
crazy
going.
Brown's
was that the only horse in town?
No.
Just wondering if it was a one-horse town.
No, it was a one black family town.
Oh, nice.
That's for sure.
Well, that's where I grew up, too.
But anyway, they didn't even have one over there in Lebanon, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, one. Okay, yep. So anyway, so we get up on the horse, and I'm behind Chucky, and then he's going to put three of us on the horse.
Oh,
that's smart. So Bobby was... a little bit farther back than he should have been to where the hump was on its way down towards his tail.
Uh-huh.
And he just started to slide right off the back. And so, of course, his legs dig in and kick the thing. And then he pulls on me. I pull on Chucky, who pulls on the reins. And the horse does one of those... and he stands up like it's a fucking Lone Ranger right in front of the church on the hill there on Main Street. Boom, boom. We fall off. Chucky's got the reins. He ain't going nowhere. I land right on Bobby on the cement, and it like broke his elbow or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're good at breaking his bones.
Oh, yeah. He jumped off the roof after he got a frisbee. He said, Dad, how you getting down? Just jump.
See?
Bam.
And people say that this horse question leads to nowhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You ever owned a sawhorse?
Yes.
Yeah?
Stanley.
A Stanley sawhorse.
Have you ever seen a seahorse?
Seen a seahorse?
Have you ever seen a seahorse?
Yeah, at the aquarium.
Cool. Have you ever seen a seahorse on a sawhorse?
No, sir.
Have you ever owned a flat Stanley?
Yes.
We have a flat
Stanley. We have a flat Stanley from Tristan Wombacher.
Yep.
Wow, you guys got,
he went all
you guys
over
got
with us.
The flat Tristan?
He went with us to Rock and Roll Pizza and all over the place.
Man, wouldn't that be a fun Kickstarter to produce some flat Tristans?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that donates $5 can get a flat Tristan to throw on the back of their car.
Yeah.
Flat Tristans are cool.
You could probably make a ton of
them. I know, that'd be fun.
With your laminator.
Yeah. So, dude, you're right.
We could bring ours over and really get down.
Oh, man, two at a time. That's like
we're gonna have a laminating good time, friends. Yeah. Over,
one of us will be drawing, one of us will be cutting, the other one laminating.
That's
we'll
right.
have assembly line.
Okay, so after we go through the horse questions with our guests, we usually go to more serious questions that might be more of interest to people. Now we mentioned this on the other Wednesday's episode. We were talking about Stevie Guitar Miller.
Oh, yeah.
It's the true story. I believe it. So, where did you live at this time? What
we
city?
We lived in Moreland, Oregon, which
Merlin.
Is down.
Past
Grants
Medford.
Pass.
Yeah.
Were there many wizards over there?
Many.
Wow.
We lived in a hippie commune first, and then my mom met a man, and we moved to his log cabin.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The wizard
Sunshine
in the log
family.
Cabin.
And so Steve Miller lived down there
yes,
in that
sir.
Area? Yeah. I think he might still have ties to Oregon.
I believe he still lives there.
Rainn Wilson, did you know, loves to spend time in Sisters, Oregon. He's mentioned it being his favorite place to hang out.
Yeah, he likes hanging out with my sister, too.
Hello! Likes to hang out in her beet farm.
Yeah.
He brings her with a shipment of beets. He beats my sisters. I only have one. But so Steve Miller lived close to you guys at the hippie commune or at the log cabin?
No, at the log cabin.
Okay, and your dog got out?
Yeah, we had a pit bull and it got out.
And it killed Steve Miller's chickens.
Yes, and he came over with a dead chicken in his hand, pissed.
And he said, "Go on, take the chicken and run." Oh, Lord. How old were you at this time?
That's four.
Four. So this is 1975. Fly Like an Eagle's not out yet.
Nope.
What's he doing? He's doing the Joker. The Joker was out.
Midnight Smoker.
Oh.
I want to know if he was using his axe to kill his chickens.
No, he just had the neighbor's dog do it instead.
Like his guitar axe.
Yeah. The guitar wants to kill you, doggy. So that's our closest and tie to Steve Miller Band. Huh. I wonder if he remembers that.
Yeah, me too.
That might make you one step closer to Kevin Bacon.
I'm okay with not being close to Kevin Bacon.
Really? Have you been watching that? The Following?
Mm-mm.
You gotta love bacon.
I love bacon, but not Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
Kevin Hot Dog.
We had the best bacon the other day.
We also had a nice bacon grease fire in our stove.
Ooh. What kind of bacon do you prefer? Regular bacon or do you prefer peppered bacon?
Dude, we had some
some maple bacon the other day that was kick-ass.
Because I love pepper bacon more than regular bacon.
We don't really go for hot stuff.
But I find that many people don't really agree with me.
Too much pepper is just too much sometimes.
Yeah
that's true. That's true.
And
you know,
a lot of
regular
that pepper...
bacon, you can add your own bacon.
No,
your
you can
pepper.
Add your
You could always add your own pepper.
You could always add bacon to bacon.
Yeah,
you bacon
could.
Bacon. Like
we'd be making bacon.
If Kevin...
I'd like to wrap some Canadian bacon with some bacon.
Oh, because Canadian bacon is really just ham.
And I'm talking about the movie with John Candy.
Hmm.
You'd like to wrap that movie in bacon?
Yeah.
Fry it up in a pan?
Oh, yeah.
Never forget.
Now, that was late 70s, probably.
What?
That commercial that said, "I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, because I'm a woman."
It was like, "I said, and never
let
you
forget
that you're a man, because
I'm a woman." It was for legs or something, wasn't it? Like pantyhose?
Oh, wow. I remember old legs commercials, but I don't remember.
So she's singing about being an independent woman.
Bringing home the bacon.
She goes to work, and then she also cooks and also takes care of you manly.
She brings home the bacon and cooks it.
And never lets you forget that you're a man.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Which is probably has something to do with her vagina.
And then does she go and take some Calgon?
Takes her away.
Yep.
That was in stereo.
I need to get me some Calgon.
We should do an episode. You know, we could do a whole episode on old 70s commercials.
Yeah.
Because those are like the highlights of a lot of people's childhoods.
It is.
Watching
Schoolhouse
Saturday.
Rock,
oh,
too.
Man, Saturday morning cartoons. We were just saying the same thing with the
They don't
words.
Play them anymore. Saturday mornings
function.
Are for sports.
Dude, because cartoons are on all day, every day, either on Cartoon Network or
they have their own channels now.
Or Nick at Night or Nickadoodle or Nick this. They've got like 17 Nick channels. Why
but
does it always got to be
talk
Nick?
Now. When were, you know, I mean, back in the day, it was the most they talked was like beep beep.
Yeah. We
That's
were showing Jaden, Tom, and Jerry the other day, and he really liked it.
Right on.
Oscar's Oasis. Is
Did
the,
you see Oscar's
Oasis? Oscar's
Oasis
doesn't talk either.
And it's good. It's like Roadrunner.
Did you see that My First Godzilla thing?
That he posted on our Facebook? It was a Kickstarter project for a little plush Godzilla toy?
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
We'll check it out.
Fine.
Sometimes I go 4 or 5 days without even looking at that evil place.
Yeah.
That's commendable.
Yeah.
Very.
You know, I miss posting all the time. But it was funny. It was a little...
He thought we might want one for Jaden because you could get one
I just thought it was cool,
cool.
Yeah. It was $25.
Jaden loves dinosaurs, but not for $25.
No.
Well, it's
I just thought it was cool.
It's a plush dinosaur toy.
I spend all kinds of money on the kid. I'm just kidding.
You'd buy a $25 stuffed animal.
I'd buy a $50 stuffed animal for
they
him.
Got those
for 50,
you get two copies.
Yeah, 55. Yeah, and they called them copies.
Yeah, I said for $25, you get one copy. And I was like, is it a book about a Godzilla or is it a Godzilla plush thing?
So I had to look at the page like 3 times. Like, okay, a copy of the plush toy.
That's You're probably why I don't think
fine
it.
Fine print.
No. I don't think it was. It was.
The goal was 3,000, right?
Yeah, it wasn't quite there when I last looked at it.
Now, what happens on Kickstarter if you don't reach your goal? Does the money go back to the people who pledged it?
The money isn't taken out of anyone's account until after full funding.
Right. So.
So right now, they like in the Karma cards, the 60 backers. once the project is funded, if it is funded, the money is automatically taken out of their account.
But it is already, isn't it? 700.
No.
I thought you were
800. No, if you pledge towards it today,
your thing is funded. You're fully funded. That's
yeah,
what
but
saying.
they don't take any of the money out until the day
of
till
the
end
of the project. Yeah.
So people, and this has happened, you know, take away their pledges or, you know, decide that they don't have the money for it. So
before
you can,
the end of the date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or you can like back.
You shouldn't
down.
Be able to pledge
Lame.
And unpledge.
Nope.
No, but you know, as long as the project's funded, it doesn't matter to me. You know, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, because the like the Eat Bacon one, somebody pledged like $40 on the first day, which I think was about what I was asking, and I was excited. And I think it helped, you know, other people, you know, because it was so close, pitch in a dollar here and there, but then at the end he kind of backed it down to something else, and I was like, eh, well, whatever. I'm still yeah. getting them printed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then Amazon takes it out through their payment system as soon as it ends, and so that's automatic, and then they take all their
it's
fees
an Amazon
and
thing
Amazon payments
oh
so it's kind of it's just their payment system. I think I don't know if it has you can use the money to buy stuff on Amazon I think right away
huh that's how so I it's affiliated that. Pretty heavily with Amazon Kickstarter is
just the Amazon payments.
Oh, okay.
They use Amazon as their payment system to charge the backers at the
so
end of
the So have they
product.
Now charged your backers?
No.
Hmm.
Not until 8 days when it finishes. Or probably a couple days from now.
Right.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and then it'll all be done at once.
I see.
Which is good, too, because I don't think it charges me, like, the 50 cents per transaction. Like it would be like, you know, how PayPal does buy a transaction. But yeah.
I was
I'm
curious
excited
about
to get those printed up, though.
Yeah. I was curious about that Kickstarter thing because I didn't know all the the specifications of what happens if you didn't reach your goal and they just cancel. Is that what happens?
It yeah.
Just,
and just no, nobody pays nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's.
You just spent your time.
Yeah, I didn't.
I've had.
I thought that they had to get something to probably make money, but I guess.
Well, they take fees on funded projects of
right.
about 10%.
Right.
And then, you know, Amazon gets a little cut, and then, you know, whatever you have to ship and purchase all the stuff. But, you know, you work out all those numbers before you start the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, I think I've started 10, and 5 have been successful.
That's cool.
So I had
50%
like
success ratio.
My two hawks didn't really go. Those postcards.
Forgot about that.
And I put that booger guy, you know, the guy eating the booger or whatever. With the booger draining down onto his tongue. I tried to get that onto a t-shirt. And nobody really backed that.
they backed away from it, actually. I'm going to back away from that one.
You know, I mean, just throw it up there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you can't. You got to put a little bit more behind the project. Probably if I made a video of me, like, eating boogers or something, it would have been
more
immersed into the project. People would go, man, he really cares about that art more than just putting it on a t-shirt. I mean, that's really a piece of him.
Okay.
Maybe you could start laminating maybe you could start laminating boogers.
I could, like in the form of names.
No, because then you'd have to like, I was just thinking like blowing your nose onto. Oh.
Well, you could use a toothpick to like, you know, draw it around.
Oh, come on now.
I'm tired of smelling boogers.
That's
I've
all
been
you're
doing
ever
that.
Smelling is boogers.
Yep.
I've been doing that, just shaving crayons onto the laminator.
Crayons?
That's onto the wax. Because that's what you used to do in school, right? You'd take the two wax papers.
Is it a Milton Bradley
and
crayon?
And you would put crayon shavings and then...
Crayon.
Yeah. And then
you would
use an iron.
An iron, yeah.
And wax paper.
I always love the shrinky dinks, too.
My daughter, for my birthday, actually, speaking of melted crayons, she bought a canvas... Probably like 16 by 20 or so.
Uh-huh, like a little art canvas back
and
board.
And she bought crayons and she glued them in their chronological order across the top.
Colorological,
whatever. Chronological, colorological.
Yeah.
Logically. She placed
them
logically.
She put them across the top.
Logically.
And then she used a hairdryer to melt them and it melted down the... canvas, and it's very cool, and it was my birthday awesome. Present.
That's cool. I mean, I love things like that.
Dakota's the best.
She said it took forever because, you know, the hair
she was using
a
hair dryer.
So she glued them on there first?
She glued them on there first.
So they'd stay and then just kind of like...
And melted them.
Wow. So that's cool,
just,
man.
So it just dripped down randomly.
That's cool,
We should take a picture and post it
it's
on
very
our,
neat.
Our
yeah.
Page. That's
I'll
the whole,
it.
You know, I mean, you know, make those like the paper size ones, you know. You know, you could like $5 pop, $10 pop, whatever. People like art, you know.
Yeah.
Different kinds of art like that.
And you could probably take the crayons off afterwards, even if it looked really cool. But it looks really cool.
The way that she put them, because they're all like colored.
Like, you know
how, perfectly how they should be.
Yeah.
You know how like colors kind of fade to another color as you go through the spectrum of colors? Like, well, it'll go to red, to blue, to purple, because red is purple. And so
it's awesome.
It just looks pretty
cool.
It
is really neat. It was one of my...
I'd never heard of anybody...
favorite birthday
doing
gifts.
Any kind of... art like that with the melted candles on crayons.
I've just heard of the table candles from Cheech and Chong, where you just pour wax all on the table and then you light it on fire.
You look at Pollock. He, you know, I mean,
Pollock.
He was just splatter art.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Pollock, Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought you were talking
I mean,
about Christopher Walken.
Sometimes the simplest things are the awesome things.
The
like
most
that.
Awesomest.
Yeah.
You ever had any problems? This is a quick subject change because I've had enough of that shit. You ever have problems with mice in your house, finding mice droppings in your worm bin? Or
I've never found any of my droppings or your droppings in my house.
Not mine droppings. Rat droppings.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No.
Mouse droppings.
Not in this... not in this current residence.
Did you say you saw a mouse scurry across our...
Yeah, I did.
A little, and our cats sometimes catch mice. Because
sometimes, all the time.
Well, you guys, there's a good sized field over here, but it keeps, you know.
And we got the field behind our house.
You guys got a large field behind your house, right?
Yeah,
like a half a mile before it gets to the other house.
And you know, like any woman and most guys, it's just gross. Mice are gross. Ew.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with them.
Because they could give you what?
Get Hanavirus.
Hanavirus from the poop.
Yeah. Dude, I'll go off on that because I worked for a long time with carpet on a table that, you know, had
Terry worked in a seed factory and there was lots.
Yeah, shit tons.
You could die, you know, breathing that stuff in. I've looked it up and it's pretty
rare. I knew someone that actually did die from that.
Wow.
She went out to Montana to help clean out her dead mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And raised the flaw.
Yeah, you know, you inhale the stuff, kick it up, and it's like dried mouse droppings.
That's why on those hoarder shows, I don't understand how the people can live in there with all that feces and the other people, like, their eyes start watering as soon as they step in the door and they're like, I got
to
get a mask.
You adapt to your environment.
Yeah. Well, that's what leads me to this next story.
Led Zeppelin's me to this next story
about authorities in Wisconsin said that a woman was found to be living with more than 300 rats running loose in her trailer.
Was she training them?
No, they were wild rats. She's being evicted from the residence because...
You know what? Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say what I can gather is she did not have any snake problems.
This,
they probably would have took care of the mice.
This is weird how this is worded. I read this, but I didn't notice. It said she's being evicted from her home within the next 10 days after health officials discovered the woman has been keeping... more than 300 rats,
so she's...
but loose in her home since March of last year.
So she's...
So you know how people have pet rats.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now, I saw on Hoarders one time, this guy had like 1,000 rats in his house, but he didn't want to get rid of them. But he would feed them.
People...
He would feed them in the kitchen.
Yeah, some people like, you know, other life. They just... They can't harm another live thing, even if it's a mouse.
Could you imagine? Oh. She's got 300 pet rats.
Oh, my.
You know, I mean, people do the same thing with cats. You know, I mean, I know it's a different animal, but it's just like a uglier and a more diseased animal.
When our
but
cats
it's still
catch
life.
Them, I ask Terry to take them outside. I ask him to take them away because our cats, like, bat them around and beat the shit out of them, and I can't handle it.
But it's the same thing as, like, you know, that lady that... can't turn any of the stray cats away.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's
it's just
horrible.
Rats are, more diseased and they're not,
the cats,
you know,
are,
but
just
it's still an
diseased
animal. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But Brian Setzer's so cute. How could you how could you turn him away?
I like that one album that he had, Solo Guitar Slinger. But after that, it was just a little bit too much.
Have orchestra, band. Yeah. I've never actually heard, except for like a few cuts I've seen on TV and like
he does like a lot of Christmas shows and stuff like that. He does great as a band leader with that, you know, kind of style of music. It's good that somebody's keeping alive, but I'd check out the Guitar Slinger, his first solo one. It's not so heavy.
See, but now it looks like Justin Timberlake's doing the big band thing now, isn't he? Wasn't it on the Grammys?
Yeah, on the Grammys.
And all the, you know how they have like the guys like Glenn Miller, it'll say GM on all the fronts of all the, and it said JT everywhere, and he had a name for like his band, or come on, Timberlake, really? But anyway, I think we'll get to celebrity and friend birthdays for today, Friday, February 22nd, making a bunch of appearances on Portlandia this season, and from a lot of films I like Blue Velvet and the Twin Peaks, Kyle MacLachlan, birthday today.
Nice.
And this is what we do with him and my guest. We guess. How old do you think Kyle MacLachlan is today?
57.
And you? See, now he goes through this thing. Let's see.
Right.
Twin Peaks came out
in 92. Twin Peaks probably was about, what, 91? 91, and Kyle, well, he looked young, but he was probably about 27. Oh, he might have even been like 32 at the time. When did I say? 90, about 91. God damn. I'm going to go, he's 50.
See, he'll do 50. All that figuring, and then he'll always say 50 or 76.
Well, he's about 50.
Yeah. She said 56, right?
57.
57. He's 55 today.
Wow.
So you guys are right in there. Right in there. Also today, from Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratch. You know who
she
is?
Oh,
yeah.
43.
Okay. She's quick fire.
Yeah.
She does not fuck around, in
case
you haven't noticed.
I know my celebrity. Damn good guess. I'm going to go $1 more, 44.
You guys both undershot. She's 47.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah.
You know, Fran Drescher's like 56.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You know? She's not looking bad. But, you know,
he wants to have sex with the nanny, obviously. Also born on this day, Drew Barrymore today. Now, how old do you think she is? She was just a little kid hosting Saturday Night Live.
I'm going to go
She was
39.
On ET. Okay. What do you say for Drew Barrymore?
Oh, Drew Barrymore is 38.
Ding, 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 ding,
wow,
ding,
nice.
Winner.
Nice.
He said 39. That was the closest you guys have got.
And, because I knew she probably was close to me.
She must have been like six or something when she made E.T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was little.
81.
Yeah.
And she
I was like five, and I was all over that.
E.T. or all over Drew?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. I was watching that in slow motion at five.
Firestarter. She's awesome.
Oh, dude, that movie was awesome, man.
She was fucking intense.
You know, there's a big difference between David Keith and Keith David.
Yo, boy, was there. But as a kid, I didn't know that. Like, what's the difference between Dylan McDermott and McDermott Mulroney? Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney.
So which one is the guy in Firestarter? Is that David Keith?
That's Keith David.
That's Keith David?
No, I don't know. Well, who's David? You got me all fucked up
David
now.
David Keith is like the All-Star guy, or the All-State guy.
No, that's Dennis Haysbert. You mean that's All-State?
I'm
going to
look up David Keith.
Okay, Keith David. Larry David.
Keith David.
Okay, and while you look that up, we'll cover our last pseudo-celebrity birthday. I know Dana will know who this lady is. Gatch may not. Jenna Hayes. Do you know that name? No?
No.
That sounds familiar. David Keith from Firestarter.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not his birthday, so he can fuck off.
All right. But okay, go ahead, Jenna Hayes.
You don't know who she is, so you can't guess who old she is. She's a porn star.
All right.
I've seen
her. Well, the other day you told me you didn't know.
I don't know, because you know
told,
about the adult
you told
industry.
Me you didn't know Katie Morgan was last week.
Who's Katie Morgan?
Porn star? Porn star.
Dude, like the most fucking mainstream porn star there is.
Dude, if you know that.
I thought it was Jenna Jameson was
you
the
don't,
most mainstream.
Oh,
well, that
she's
is true.
Dead.
But Pornucopia.
She's dead to me.
That show on Showtime. She does that show where she just stands there naked and talks about dildos from the past or something.
Neat.
See, you said
Did
she's
you
the most popular.
Did you hear about our big dildo win?
Huh?
Did you hear about our big dildo win?
We won a big dildo.
Oh, really?
For Valentine's. Or it wasn't Valentine's Day. It was for Fetish Day.
Yeah, your BDSM
and
facts.
Thesaurus, nice. National Thesaurus Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's a $130 vibrator.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
My ass hurts so bad right now.
Jesus. I bet.
It's got a twirler and a vibrate and a different fucking separate rabbit and an egg that goes up your urethra.
That reminds me of that. That reminds me of that. God, what's that guy's name? Nip Swartzen. Did you ever watch that show, Pretend Time?
No, but
he had that survibrator thing on there, and it was like it's also a toothbrush and it's all.
Oh yeah, and it looked like a survival knife almost, but it had a vibrator and a whole bunch.
You unscrewed the back, and it had like the old survival knife stuff in there.
Yeah,
and the one guy's like, "That's just fine. I know I can do all that, but will it keep ants out of my ass when I'm sleeping at night?"
Of course it will.
And then it shows it like the tent buzzing.
And so you just pour taro up your. You have a taro enema.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't know who Jenna Hayes was, and you said I should have known who that Morgan chick was.
Cause Jenna is what, 25?
She's 31.
Oh.
She's washed up. She's been
in business
for 10 years. Yeah. But this girl you said I should know because she's the most mainstream. I'm into underground porn. Don't you know anything?
There's Keith David.
Big difference.
Yeah.
No relation to Larry, obviously.
Yeah, or...
What was he
or
in?
Or David Keith.
Caucasian.
What was he in?
Or David Keith.
What was Keith David in? Besides the slave movement. Besides being segregated against in the 50s, what else was he in?
Which one was it? With the Keith David or David Keith?
The darker one.
Well, I actually got Keith Davis in there, too, so...
Who's Keith Davis?
I don't know.
Okay.
Keith David.
God damn, Mr. Actually, David.
Mr. David.
Keith David Williams.
David!
He's an actor, singer, voice artist, and comedian.
Got his fingers in all the pies.
Crash, There's Something About Mary, Barbershop, Men at Work, John Carpenter's The Thing, They Live, Pitch Black, The Chronicles of Riddick, Armageddon, Oliver Stone's Platoon, Requiem for a Dream.
Holy.
Damn holy.
He was also in The War by Ken Burns as an Emmy-winning voice actor.
I was going to ask him, how do you feel, Mr. David? But obviously he fucking is tired.
Are you Caucasian?
Yeah.
He was
Asian.
He voiced Goliath on the Disney series Gargoyles. He was Spawn on the animated series. He was the Arbiter in Halo 2 and 3 video games.
Wish.
So he was on Saints Row 1 and 2 video games.
Jesus Christ. He put David Keith to shame.
He's mostly a voiceover career.
David Keith was in Firestarter.
Yeah.
And that's it. He was in some other shit, but
that's true.
I always get him confused with that other guy that kind of looks like him that is now older, but he looked more like him. He plays Merle on the fucking Walking Dead.
Oh.
That guy used to look like David Keith, yeah. God, let's get off of this Keith David.
Dude, the guy who would hold his head, dude, and his
Mr.
nose would bleed.
David.
I used to dream about having that power that he had, where
so
you'd
today,
hold your head. And you can make a dollar bill look like $100. I'd go, that'd be so awesome at the arcade if I could do that and put the dollar bill in there and it'd just give me a bunch of quarters.
It would be very awesome.
You'd think it's 2013 they could come up with some kind of fucking
I know.
Shit like that today.
Well, they barely come out with a new ketchup packet.
That's right. Fucking ketchup packet bullshit. Okay, now what are we going to do? Oh, I know what we're doing. We're forgetting what we're doing. We hope you guys are having a fun...
Didn't we go off on a tangent from that? Oh, you were talking about birthdays, huh?
Yeah, we're out of them. That was the last one, was the porn star, and then we got on a tangent about... I don't even know where we went. It was a crazy ride we took.
I have a death. Oh, Tim Dog. He was a rapper known
he can
for
suck
a
dick.
Fuck Compton.
I thought we already talked about that on Wednesday.
We did.
Okay, dude.
Hey, what about that track star that shot his...
Oh, dude, he has no legs.
That's celebrity.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, he was.
He's one of those spring bouncers.
He was. Well, he was the spring
bouncer.
The
only person to ever win a race with
the
double
amputee. He was the guy who fought forever for inclusion into the Olympics,
yes.
Didn't he?
And did he also kill himself?
No.
There was, I heard there was
So he's going to jail.
I heard there was history of
he's
abuse.
He's in jail.
Is what I heard.
Boy,
but
I
don't
heard.
Really follow the story.
They,
I just hear...
It's a tough for a double amputee in prison, let me tell you.
Oh, I bet. You can't run away from him then.
It's tough enough for a single...
Yeah, they probably won't let him have his blades, huh?
I don't think so.
Nope.
He'll be on in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll keep his butt down, at least.
I don't think they'd probably have any problems tearing him from that.
Yeah.
No. They'll just throw it over and dump him on the ground.
That was crazy stuff, though.
Yeah, I wonder, what do they have any
first
motives?
First he wasn't home, then it was he was home and he shot an intruder, and then I don't know what else after that.
And then that other cop shot
maybe
those cops.
Maybe he was high on some...
Basalt.
Something, and wasn't expecting her there. He's all paranoid. She came in the door unexpectedly, bam, boom.
Did you notice how much that cop-killing cop looked like LL Cool J?
He sure did. We found him at the Grammys.
That Chris Dorning?
Yeah.
He looked like a fat, older uncle.
So what's the big... Now everybody's up in arms because people killed him, right? He was all a bad guy.
No, he killed a cop and some other people, and they chased him, and they found his car blown up on fire, and then they firebombed his cabin, is what they did.
Burned him alive. Well, no, they heard a shot. He shot himself instead of burning alive.
Yeah, that's what they're telling us. That's too depressing. All right, let's get on to something that's a little more fun.
All right.
Yeah, that's not so sad.
You got any what?
No, but I forgot to hook up my thing, and I'm an idiot. You got any woot?
Woot, woot.
Do you got anything you want to talk about? While
no, I thought, I was going to the Hanses.
We were, but I fucking am really dumb sometimes, and I smoke a lot of weed.
What's in Hanses CD player? Find out now, and we'll find out later. What's in Hanses CD player? It's always something cool, because you know he's a player.
Did you know Hans was a player?
TagCastPodcast.com.
Yes. You've never heard that, have you?
No, that's nice.
That's a replaced our TagCast rap that was like... What's in Hans' CD player? Huh. You heard that one, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. That's old. This is new. So Hans has been jumping all around the board. I think he was listening to some death metal on Monday and some jazz on Wednesday. Today, what the fuck? He's listening to Danzig.
Hmm. Mother.
Who does that?
He's listening to the album How the Gods Kill. And he added Check Tumblr for a response to a question for you guys.
Oh, that was last week, right?
No, it was today. Rock on, fellas.
Oh. He responded to a couple yesterday.
Well, maybe that was the question that I asked that I didn't... maybe he didn't know that I already asked the question of what was the most delicious meal you ate this week? We'll ask our guest, Dana.
Have to be the Valentine's dinner I cooked for everyone.
That's what I said. That was my answer as well, so you know that I'm not
That might have been the only time I cooked dinner this week.
I know, I had a hard time thinking of anything but pizza now.
Yeah, he's like, I like pizza now because that's all I eat every day.
Every day?
No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to get clogged up, bro. That's too much cheese.
I made that up. Too much cheese.
A lot of true. That's Katie Morgan right there with her puppies.
I don't recognize... Wait, let me see that closer.
It looks like Sarah Jean Underwood.
Do you have a picture of her vagina?
Well, that's her and her puppies right there. Her little chihuahuas.
Yeah. I didn't want to see her boobs. I wanted to see her...
They're all fake, though.
Her...
big old fake ones that she fucking had implanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See? That doesn't appease me.
I know.
I don't like that. Those look like balloons stretching the skin past the point of Reltney.
Reltney.
You guys didn't know that Reltney could happen on boobs? If you overpump
those... I did know that Reltney could happen. I've had babies.
Because have you seen... the stomach gets a little bit of Reltney.
No, the boobs do too after your milk comes in. It's horrible. They're about to blow up.
I love Reltney milk. Made by your favorite
Somebody's
candy company, Milk Reltney.
Yeah. Somebody, Mary Lou Hinner, was talking about how weird it was.
Mary Lou Hinner?
Milk the other day. She's got some big old nutrition plan that she's been following forever.
Weird.
Where did you see her?
It was on Dr. Oz.
Oh, that's a great show to watch.
Do you watch that a lot?
No. It was on in the background.
Dustin has a problem with it. Yeah, he watches one channel.
I was watching Survivor on CBS on Wednesday night, and I woke up, and Dr. Oz was on at
He woke up Friday morning.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but, you know,
that
I mean,
sense.
I'm... he has some weird shit that he has on there.
Yes,
you know?
He does.
I mean, he makes some weird fucking props. He had one, they were talking about anal bleaching, and he had like a huge, it was like this big, and he's all pointing at the asshole. And
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Was, all, was he serving pancakes at the same time?
He should have been.
See, that's...
But yeah, he brings up people out of the audience to come and stand there while he's pointing at this stuff, and it was just funny.
Yeah, that
but
is
no,
funny.
He had Mary Lou Henner, and she was talking about her nutritional plan. She's got a great memory.
Weird.
She's one of those super memory
people. Because
she's a redhead. Like the, the, like, only like 10 people are.
I used to have a little bit of a crush on her when I was younger. Like when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm.
Is that why you married me?
Yeah, you look kind of like her.
Oh,
just kidding.
Is it the red hair?
Yeah, it's just the red hair and the beauty.
Oh.
She said, you should eat.
He's working on a blowjob.
You should
I'm always
eat.
Working on a blowjob.
You should, if you're going to eat a grain.
I'm a hard worker.
No, what is it? If you're going to eat a starch and a protein, you want to eat vegetables with it.
Why?
Or a legume.
Bean.
Welcome, Dr. Yeah. Gatsby.
Yep.
All
no,
right.
I guess it makes it.
Dr. Gauze.
No, I don't know.
Gauze.
That's what she said. But she has one of those crazy memories, though, like only 10 people in the world have.
That's weird.
Like, so perfect memory.
Kind of genius, then. There's
perfect
like
memory. Like, she knows your birthday. She knows your birthday.
Yeah, because she's friends with Gene Simmons, and that's his birthday, too.
Yep.
So, you guys familiar with the Ohio State University?
I'm four dead.
That was a long time ago, man. Can't you let it rest? Fucking Neil Young. I was just wondering.
Man,
if
don't remember.
You guys are into, like, not you guys, but you guy. Gatch. You're into, like, college sports and stuff, so you know that.
All right.
Ohio State is what?
There's absolutely nothing going on in Ohio, so they all care about football entirely too much.
And it's the what? The Buckeye State, right?
Oh, the Buckeyes, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know what a Buckeye is. But
it's
I
a
think
leaf.
It's a seed.
It's a leaf of a plant.
It's a leaf?
Yeah. Okay, so are you not familiar with what the Buckeye logo looks like?
No.
Well, check this shit out. A Texas woman
it's just an O, right?
said that police in Tennessee detained her because they thought her Ohio State University Buckeye logo was a marijuana sticker. Because it's got a leaf on it. It's a Buckeye,
uh-huh.
like a tree or something.
Yeah.
And so it has a leaf, and it probably... So... This chick who's 65 from Texas got pulled over in Memphis just this month, about a week ago, and police in a black unmarked sport utility vehicle pulled them over, and a second black SUV pulled up behind them. You know, it was like converging on them like something was going down. The lady's like, they were very serious. They had body armor and guns and everything. They're like, what are you doing with a marijuana sticker on your bumper? She said, it's a sticker from my college. I'm an Ohio State alumni. They're like...
Retards.
Yeah. So they detained her. They detained her and her husband, who was also in his 60s, 66 and 65. She said, he looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language. Now, you got this is in Memphis, Tennessee. So I guess these people are retards down here or something? I don't know. I hope we don't have any listeners in Memphis that are going to stop listening to us because I just called you retards. But
not them, the police.
Yeah, the police. I mean, so they detained them and thought that they might be carrying pot in the vehicle because they had a marijuana sticker on their bumper.
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm just wondering if, like, or is Tennessee a rival of Ohio State?
That's
you know?
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Other than that,
you
I mean...
You might be onto something.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm scared to go over into Corvallis with my wearing green.
Now, just to kind of counteract...
I agree.
A West Tennessee Drug Task Force spokeswoman said that a decal is not sufficient cause to detain a motorist.
No, I don't think so.
I got pulled over for a broken windshield, a cracked windshield, and I had a marijuana leaf sticker on my thing. And he did ask me about it. He said, I pulled you over because you have a, it was funny. This is kind of a funny story to end on for the day. But the cop pulled me over, said you have a broken windshield, and you weren't wearing your seatbelt. Okay, well, it wasn't a law yet because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
He says, why do you have that marijuana sticker on your car?
Look at me.
And I said, I don't know. And then he said, do you have any marijuana with you? And I said, no.
Oh, he was jonesing.
Yeah. Do you need some?
You want to get high.
I said, I got a number you can call. 1-800-420-424. I don't know.
What's that song? Don't call
but
us.
But he let me go.
We'll you know call you.
Yeah, you know what song we're talking about? Wasn't there a number?
Yeah.
What's the number? Quiz time.
Don't call us. That one?
We'll
yeah.
call you. 8-6-7-5-3-9.
No, that's not the number.
No.
That's the number from the Don't Call Us, We'll Call You song.
Yeah.
Or they never get one on
no,
the
No, it just makes the sound.
Oh, okay. What is it?
They don't give you the number because they don't want you to call them.
But
that was a
one-hit
wonder band. And what was their other hit? And what was the name of that band? Fuck me. Damn it.
I don't think either one of those are it.
Are you whispering subliminal messages through the earphones?
Yeah. Fuck me. Damn it. I'm fighting with myself. I'm working here. Working for a blowjob. Could that be the name of the episode? Working for a blowjob.
What about where do you draw the line as far as stickers on the back that you think would be like, all right, that's probably not kosher. What about the 1-800 eat shit?
We got a lot of good stickers on the back of the van.
Yeah, well, you guys drive pentagram van around. So.
Yeah, the pentagram.
Like
van.
If I saw one of those bumper stickers that said "I abduct small children," I would probably call the cops on them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those bumper stickers?
Which one?
They say "I abduct small children."
No.
That would be wrong.
Well, it's for sex offenders that are registered. They are required to put them on the vehicle.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding.
Ridiculous.
That would be funny, though.
I'm talking shit right now because...
Okay, what if I named the other song that you're thinking of by that band? Would you be able to name the band?
Yes, and it has
Green Eyed Lady.
Yep, the Sugarloaf.
Green Eyed Lady,
Jerry,
lovely lady.
Let me think if I can think of the dude named Jerry from Sugarloaf.
Mungo?
No, that was Mungo Jerry.
I know.
He had his own band called Mungo Jerry.
Yep. He's still rocking.
Sugarloaf or Mungo?
Mungo.
Is there
Sugarloaf was 70 to 75. They were on the label Liberty Records, Polywarn, Claridge.
What was the dude's name?
Polydor.
Jerry
Corbetta.
Corbetta. No wonder.
He was
the
lead vocalist and keyboardist.
He was awesome.
Dude, he had.
Dude, what kind of language
wait,
is that?
Wait till you hear this, though, man.
Dude,
he had these.
In
1970, he had a bandmate in there called Vieter Van Dorn.
Vieter?
Vieter Van Dorn.
Vieter?
There was a couple other, Myron Pollock and Jay Toms. And check out these other four members that played with him. Bob Yeasel, Bob Weber, Bob Raymond, Bob McVitie.
Bob.
He had
Bob.
Four Bobs in there.
Why wouldn't one of them go by Robert and one by Bob? It would be Bob
Bobby.
One. Devo had Bob One and Bob Two.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. He founded the band Bob Weber of the Moonrakers.
fucking Bob.
McVitie on drums and Vieter Van Dorn the Third.
That sucks
and then
because...
bassist Bob Raymond.
We hate Bob.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bob.
I see that.
What would
Bob
do?
He's
he's
in development.
Knees.
That's a character coming soon to
yeah,
a
they
book
played
near you.
Green-Eyed Lady came out in the autumn of 1970.
I used to rock that song at karaoke quite often.
Number three.
For my wife,
then,
who is a green-eyed lady.
Don't Call Us, 5 years later. That was their last one.
And that had a rip-off riff from the Beatles album song called I Feel Fine. Does it say anything about that? If I was the Beatles, I would have sued those motherfuckers. And I'm sorry for the harsh language, but I just get a little
no,
passionate.
No, but they
I
did
would,
have some other top 100s, like Tongue in Cheek, Stars in Her Eyes.
Don't know.
Mother Nature's Wine.
Top 100.
West of Tomorrow and Myra Myra.
I've never heard any of those songs, but that's okay because I liked me some Sugarloaf.
Yeah, the song Don't Call Us, We'll Call You is notable because it contained a practical joke at the expense of CBS Records, which had just turned them down for a recording contract. The song includes the sound of a touch-tone telephone number being dialed near the beginning and ending of the song. Those numbers were an unlisted phone number at CBS Records and a public number at the White House, respectively.
Whoa, if you knew the tones, you could decipher it.
In addition, the recording includes snippets of...
I feel
guitar
fine.
Riff of I Feel Fine, Superstition, and a line of dialogue from Wolfman Jack stating the call sign of a radio station.
Ow! Wolfman Jack!
Numerous tracks of that line were cut to match local markets.
Yep. I know.
Those motherfuckers was doing what they could to stay on the top 100. This Wolfman Jack. I'd like to thank you guys for listening on a Friday
on KIQI.
KIQI FM.
All right, so we just sugar-loafed our listeners.
We did, and you've now been officially sugar-loafed. We'd like to thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our sponsors for sponsoring us, Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank my wife for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
AKA
thank you.
Baby Cakes, our first female guest.
Yes. It was a lot of fun.
Probably thank won't you. Be the last. We had some good chuckles. And
yeah.
It was fun times for sure. So we guys hope you have a we guys and one
and
lady.
Girl.
Two guys and one girl. Two girls and one cup. We hope that you guys have a wonderful weekend.
And stay away from those Vienna sausages.
Come to Portland tonight and watch me tell jokes at the Baghdad Theater if you live up in that area. Or if you live in California, you could drive up there if you leave right now. If you downloaded this episode at 2 a.m. when it comes out, then you could probably make it there if you just leave now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good to see you, Bobby. Thanks for coming up. other than that, I think, what else is going on this weekend? Nothing. What's happening on the 23rd?
The big show.
The Berated.
Yeah.
The Dixie.
I knew I was forgetting.
Come on down over to the Dixie.
That's
and
why
support.
I didn't start the music for the outro yet, because I knew we were forgetting something.
Yeah.
Please come to the Dixie, you guys, tomorrow night. There's going to be prizes.
Great cause.
$50 cash prize giveaway, I believe.
Sure.
Is that correct? Sure. I said it, so now it is.
Yep.
And there's
guitar
some other great
giveaway.
Prizes.
A guitar giveaway and other raffle prizes.
And lots of info.
Giving guitars to children.
That's right. So come out and check that out of the Dixie. God damn myself. He's going to dub that in later.
Paragile.com.
That's right.
Yeah. SickDaddy.com.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't update that one very much.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Well, you should.
I know. I need to. I got over... 50 websites now.
Call Guinness.
All right, I will.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Actually, we won't see you. You'll hear us.
Yeah, don't see us. We'll hear you.
All right, rock on. And metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggots. Are you guys ready for your rundown of shows coming up? I know you are. You got to get out and do something. Friday, February 22nd at the Baghdad Theater in Portland. It's Comedy Night with Christian Spillman and Friends featuring myself. Philip Schallberger will be headlining, and a slew of comedy folks from Seattle coming down, including Fred Bowski, Jody Jensen, Travis Kinney, Dan Clayton, and James Milton. Doors open at 10 o'clock. The show's at 10:30. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over. February 23rd, Saturday night, at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's Catechist, the Berated, and Brutos for the first VFMF benefit. That's a free show. Lots of prizes being given away. Starts at 9 o'clock. Come out and check it out, 21 and over. Friday, March 1st, at the City in Eugene, it's the prelims for the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing Survival of the Funniest competition. I will be in that, at least for the prelims. It's at 2222 MLK Boulevard in Eugene, 8 p.m., 21 and over. It's a free show. Come out and support at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 2nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's a benefit for Brooklyn featuring 7 local bands donating their time and music for a great cause. Bury the Goat, Bikini, Lyndon and Amber Wood, The Milestoners, Ed to Shred, Strange Dichotomy, and the High Desert Hooligans. Huge show. Starts at 7 o'clock. 21 and over. It is free. Saturday, March 16th, also at the Dixie, Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini. Another free show. Starts at 9 o'clock, 21 and over. Also that night, if you're not in the Tangent area, if you're in Eugene, go to the Wow Hall and check out We Have Guns with Tallboy, 30-Pound Test, and Audiophobia. Should be a great metal show there at the Wow Hall, all ages. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland with Ceremonial Castings, World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine. Hit up Tony Avila on Facebook. He's my friend on there, and he can get you some cheaper tickets for that show. If you're into Nile, you should check those guys out. Wednesday, March 27th at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. It's Pajama Peach Bowl featuring Ike Willis, formerly of the Frank Zappa Band. I am lucky enough to perform on three or four songs that night, so come out and support at Cosmic Pizza on 8th in Eugene. That's Wednesday, March 27th. On Friday, March 29th, at the Crystal Ballroom, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. I'm lucky enough to get the VIP backstage passes with my good buddy Dave Forsythe for that night. Get your tickets. They're going to sell out, I think, because that's a kick-ass thrash metal show, and you should definitely go. Saturday, March 30th at the Roseland Theater, it's Clutch with Orange Goblin. Yeah, that's right. Clutch and Orange Goblin. You should check into that. It's going to be another great show up there in Portland. April 21st is the third annual Doug Benson 420 show. He's always a day late. That's at the Wow Hall. Tickets will be going on sale pretty soon. Check the Wow Hall website for information on that. Looking forward to this show. It's a ways down the line, but prepare for it. May 18th, it's Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Beyond Creation, and Cretan at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. I'm hoping that's a weekend because I want to go to that. You should check the internet for tickets on that. Also in May on the 28th at the Star Theater, it's Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock. That one's for you, Hans. Portland's legendary crust band Hellshock will be surfacing for a show opening for two of the other most legendary metal bands, Bolt Thrower and Benediction. So check out those shows, you guys. You don't want to just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Go do something. Watch a comedy show or some live music. And then when you get home, you can listen to more of us, the TagCast Podcast at TagCastPodcast.com.